Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley, weekly blasts of no hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high definition, high voltage living. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. Today I want to talk to you about something that, you know, we all deal with, and that is how we get in our own way. And we've all heard this expression, you know, get out of your own way and, you know, do something already. You know, what does this actually mean? And what does it feel like to be in our own way? And why would we want to get out of our own way? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of what I talk about kind of all points back to the same thing, if you haven't noticed. And that is really getting down underneath all the habitual patterns and conditions, egoic structures that we accumulate over our lifetime in order to tap into our natural source of energy and intelligence, God, grace, mystery, life force, whatever. You know, so much of what I'm talking about here is just unblocking the obstacles that hold us back from really just stepping up and swinging the bat, you know, like nailing that ball and hitting it out of the park in what we call and have accumulated and create as our life, our lifetime, our life experience. So here it is. Like, what does this expression mean? You know, when we're in our own way, what is happening? We're actually blocking the intelligence of who we naturally are. We're blocking the insight and information and wisdom, direction, guidance that's coming through us, that's streaming through us all the time. You know, I get in my own way when I play small, right? Talked about that a few weeks ago. I get in my own way when I give away my power, when I diminish myself in order to lift someone else up. I mean, there's a better way of doing that. I get in my own way when I defer to the experts all the time, thinking that somebody else has the answer that I need, that it's not inside of me. You know, so I've looked at a lot of the ways that I get in my own way, and it's really just blocks, right? These are a lot of times unconscious blocks. Think about a river flowing, or let's say a brook. It's a little easier to think about it that way. A brook that flows down, you know, flows. I used to have a brook in my backyard, and it was amazing when you went down to the brook to see the way that trees blocked water or garbage, you know, stuff got in the way of the natural flow of the water. And if you just removed some of that stuff, the water flew, would flow, thank you, more powerfully, right? You remove a couple of obstacles in the brook and whoosh, you've got this more energy going down the brook. And that's what we're talking about today. This is what it means to get out of your own way, is really to recognize the blocks that are in your way and to remove them by just shining your awareness onto them for a long enough period of time. So what does it feel like to be in your own way? And who is, well, actually, I'm going to back up a second. Who is blocking you? Like, what is blocking you? You know, who is the you that is in your own way? I know that's kind of an esoteric question, that the inquiry, I think, is important. Who am I that is blocking me? Like, what is blocking me? What is it that is blocking me? You know, for me, it's these unconscious patterns that, like I said, play small, that give away my power, that constantly diminishing myself in, you know, when I am in the presence of people that have, quote unquote, been more successful than me. So who is that? I call her Careful Kara. Right? I'm going to put a blog link. I think it was about a year, may have been 2 years ago, I wrote this powerful, kind of just like guttural blog about being careful Kara and how I needed to say goodbye to her. So I call her Careful Kara, or, you know, sometimes I call her CB. CB. You know, Kara Bradley, CB. Come on, CB, what are you doing? You know, don't play small, CB. So, you know, who is it that is blocking you? You can give her or him a name. Might be helpful. For me, it is. And who is that? You know, it's just my ego. It's my ego structures. It's these accumulation of patterns and habits that I've adopted over my lifetime. Because underneath the playing small and the feeling powerless or insecure, underneath that is a really fierce being. And it's you too, by the way. Like underneath, I know underneath those unconscious patterns and limiting beliefs is someone that is fierce and gentle and genuine and authentic and creative and ready to rock this life. So, looking at what does it feel like to be in your own way, I think it's really helpful to get down into the body. You know, we can sit in therapy, which is super helpful for some, and look at our patterns, right? Or we can just get down into the sense of what it feels like. And this is what I love to do, is to look at the body mind, not just the mind. And so what does being in your own way feel like in your body mind? For me, I feel tense and tight, right? I feel smaller. I get contracted. My throat gets tight. My stomach clenches. I feel inauthentic, disingenuine. A lot of times I feel awkward, right? Like, you know when you're trying too hard. Oh God, it's like the worst when you're trying too hard, trying to impress, trying to know, right? Trying to pretend that you know. I feel insecure, or I feel like I'm being arrogant, right? So it's all this like yuck, like this yucky way of being is the best way I can say it. You know, it's like when you want something so badly that you force it. And I know viscerally what that feels like. I just know it in my body. And so I've gotten to know it in my body, because here's the deal, which is so cool, by the way. You know, our body speaks to us first. It is like lightning freaking speed. A shift in our physical sensations, in our physical being. You know, a slight subtle tightness or tension is so immediate that when we can become fluent in that language, boy, oh boy, do we start to cut ourselves off from doing stupid things, right? So go to your body first. And it's why we practice physical somatic practices, meaning starting to understand and become fluent in the language of your body. The second thing you'll feel are feelings, right? Feelings I'm using as emotions. The sense of fear, the sense of doubt, the sense of force, right? So it's the somatic experience. It's the really subtle sensations. And you all know this already. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Second, it's the emotions. What does doubt feel like? Like, how does that arise? Like, how do I see life when I am overcome by doubt or fear or worry? And then third, it's thought. So thought is the snail, right? Thinking something, remembering something is the snail. It's the slowest, which is amazing. So we go right to the gut. What does being in your own way feel like? So I'm going to ask you this week to start to notice that, right? What does it feel like when I'm just not fully, authentically, powerfully me? When I hold back, when I play small, when I worry, when I doubt. And so the second thing to notice is, what does being out of your own way feel like? This is more fun, in my opinion. You know, when I'm out of my own way, I feel large. I feel big in a really good way, not an arrogant way. I just feel like I'm just ready for life right here, right now. Whether it is, you know, showing up to teach a class or conversing with the person, you know, in the grocery store. It's just like life is here right now and I'm going to be right in it. I'm in flow. You know, in flow, where my action meets my awareness, where who I am is fully planted in the moment that I'm living in. It just feels large and bright, right? High definition. I see, feel, sense, taste, touch, smell, everything fully. And I feel this vibration, this high voltage energy that moves through me. I feel lit from within. And it doesn't mean it has to be positive, a positive moment. But I am just in my game, on my toes, right? Right there in the center of life, on the verge. So that's what being out of my own way feels like. The doubt, the inner critic, has become quiet. And we all feel it throughout the day. We just don't recognize it. So start to notice moments when you feel like you're out of your own way. All right, moving on. So if we can identify what it feels like to be in our own way and out of our own way, now we're talking. You know, now we can start to learn how to get out of our own way because we know what we're working with, right? It's like riding a bike. We've got to know what balance feels like before we can learn how to shift back onto or into balance, right? The riding the bike is the simplest metaphor because, you know, you remember when you were riding the bike with the steering wheels, not the steering wheels, the training wheels, you know, you didn't quite have a sense, that visceral inner sense of balance. You didn't have the proprioceptive awareness to know how to shift your body subtly to come back into balance. And so this is what we're playing with, everybody. And it is worth your time to get to know this. What does it feel like to be in balance? What does it feel like to be present? What does it feel like to be in flow? What does it feel like to be in sync? Stable, steady, clear in life. Know what it feels like from your body, from your gut, to your heart, to your mind. Get to know it. Because then that is your home base. Then you can start to notice and recognize eventually, immediately, what it feels like to be out of your own way, right? To be blocking, to be holding back, to be playing small, to be over-worried, overthinking, over-forcing, awkward, arrogant, disingenuous. Right? You'll start to know, and you'll have the mechanism, you'll have access to the tools, the mini wins, right? The strategies to shift yourself back in, to remove what's in your way and to be back in the flow of life. The EAC, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago. Learn to return, train to sustain. We learn to return back by removing the blocks that are in our way. So how do we get out of our own way? One is get to know what it feels like, right? Feel it first, right? Feel it deep in the subtle sensations of your body. Notice your emotions, and then we start to notice thought. What am I thinking right now? You know, so I have a client that I spoke to just yesterday, actually, and she, awesome, awesome woman, so insightful, so aware, and she's kind of getting down to the studs, right? She's starting to get down to the real essence of what's blocking her. And it's so amazing. You know, at first we got to deal with the junk up at the top level, like the mental junk, the stuff that just, you know, it's easy to kind of burn through. And we all have to do it. She's starting to get down to some studs, like some real unconscious habits and limiting beliefs. And one of the things she said is that, you know, she notices at work that she gets this impatience with people. when they are moving slower than she wants them to move, right? She always wants to be kind of moving forward, achieving, right? Getting things done. We all are like that, most of us anyway. And so what she finds is that she has this tenseness about her, this impatience, and it comes out as being curt or short with people. And she doesn't like it. I was like, bingo. So awesome to recognize this, to notice this, how you get in your own way of just being open and compassionate as a leader to really supporting somebody in their growth and not always being, you know, a step ahead, like being right there with them. Because when others feel that you're right there with them, truly seeing where they're at, it makes them more comfortable and they perform better. You know, the growth happens naturally instead of force. So it's such a great, just a great moment, you know, for us to work with. And it really, she inspired me to get up and plug in my microphone this morning and kneel by my bed like I'm praying, by the way, to talk about this. You know, and so we talked about it yesterday. Can you start to notice deep, deep, subtle shifts in your body when those moments arise, when you start to feel like you're getting tense or perched or ready to jump? Right? So just start to notice that. Notice what's happening also in at the emotional level. What does it feel like? You know, when you start getting anxious or impatient, what is that? And then start to notice what you're thinking. And once we can notice it, we can shift it. We can shift it with a couple of breaths. We can cross our fingers, right? Getting into our body. I love the crossing the fingers because people don't need to know what you're doing. And it's a reminder. I do it a lot. Or I open my hands to the sky in a sign of surrender. Right? We can do just simple things like that. Plant your feet. Place your hands on the table. Get into your body so that you don't react. Say something stupid. Be awkward. Force something, get in your own way, right? Block the flow of life that wants to move through not only you, but your team. So these are really practical mini wins here, really practical strategies. So, you know, to close this out here, practice noticing. Noticing when you feel like there are obstacles that you are blocking yourself, that you're in, you, the ego, the structures that have been built up around you are in your own way. You know, at first when we start these practices and these inquiries, it's like being a tightly wound ball of yarn. You know, we've got more strands and curls and knots and just, you know, a tightness around who we've become. And it's not just because of us, you know, it's being born into the family we were born into, where we were born, you know, our socioeconomic situation, you know, all these things have created our limiting beliefs, our unconscious biases. And so as we become more aware, as we become more awake to who we are, we're able to start to unwind that ball of yarn. We start to untangle those knots, and they dissolve over time. But we have to shine the light of our awareness on them. They're not going to happen by accident. You know, so if you're not in the practice of really looking at yourself honestly, what are you waiting for? You know, don't wait until, you know, a tragedy happens. Don't wait until the, you say something that's irrevocable. You know, don't wait. Don't wait. Life is short. To not live in flow. Know where your blocks are. Know where your rocks are. Know what needs to be dislodged. Be honest with yourself. And, I know where my blocks are, right? I play small. I compare. I judge. I worry about my daughters too much, right? It's not healthy. It's Italian. It's not healthy. You know, there's occasional envy of somebody who's achieved something that I'm trying to achieve, right? These, I'm being honest with you, these are not, I'm not proud of them. They just are. I've accumulated them. And I'm working my ass off to dislodge those rocks because they are no longer welcome in my life. They're not helpful. Personally, professionally, in my relationships, and just in my capacity and my yearning to contribute to the world in a big way. So let's get on this path in a big way together. And I am here for you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Because I sit in front of this microphone, you know, just to, one, process my own practices. And also in the offering to you all. That if something I say can spark something in you, then, you know, I will unconsciously sleep better tonight. You know, it's just the way it works. We just keep putting it out, walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please reach out. Reach out, share, share your insights, share your intelligence with others, and please don't hold back. Let's just rock it together. Have a fantastic day. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.